Okay.
All right. So we are being recorded this morning. This is Connections Over Coffee. So I've got my coffee. I even put it in the chat. It says I'm getting another cup, so sit tight. So I have my cup of coffee here this morning. I've got a full house coming in tonight at the guest house. So I'm excited about that. My book was released September 6th, and I actually got my physical copy of the book for the first time earlier this week. So I did a little opening thing, you know, on a video and put it on Facebook that showed I was opening up my package of my very first book that I am now a published author. So Debbie Clonch, is that how you say her last name? She had given me, I have to show you, on my jacket, I've got this little pin right here that says future author. And I have been wearing that for about 4 years. And so I'm kind of partial to that little pin because I've been wearing it. And everywhere I go, you know, people will say, oh, future author, what is it you're writing? And it was just such a great conversation starter. And so now I thought, darn, I'm going to have to take my pin off. And Mark says, no, 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 because it's black and gray. Let me look. It's a black pin and the word future is in white. The word author is in blue. So it's black, white, and blue. And Mark says, no, he says, don't throw that away yet. He said, I have some burgundy paint and he's been putting burgundy pinstriping on his airplane. And he said, I will put a little burgundy line through the word future. And he said that should really get some conversations going, like, why is there a line drawn through the word future author? And
then, you know, I can say right
published.
Yes.
So anyway, so Mark told me not to throw away the pen, so there you go.
Well, not that you would throw it away, you would just kind of tuck it away in a little corner.
Well, and what I really thought I was going to do is I thought I was going to pin it maybe through one of the pages of my book.
Now, are they making hard copies available besides the, you know, the ebook?
Well, I have an actual paperback copy. Yes.
Right.
Yes. I have an actual paper copy of the book. That's what came in from Amazon today or earlier this week. And I did a little video tearing open the package and taking out my first actual book that I can hold in my hand. So I don't know whether they're going to actually put it into hardback, you know, like physically a hardback book, but you do get a physical copy if you want one now.
Okay,
That is now on Amazon, the actual physical copy, as a matter of fact. I've got it right here. Copy of the book.
That's so awesome.
I started reading some of the other stories. Oh my gosh, I can't put it down. The stories are amazing. I am just so excited to be a part of this group. I went all the way to South Florida early on, and we had it was a seminar type thing. And Wendy had invited all the authors of the project to come, and we all did. We all made it to South Florida during that seminar. And we each had an opportunity to talk on stage just to give an overview of our chapter. And I met all those other authors for the first time during that seminar. And it was just an amazing event. I'm just so proud to be a part of that particular collaboration. And things just come together, you know. When Wendy put it out there, she didn't know who was going to sign up and how she would get, you know, 20 some authors to have all of their stories gel into one book so that when you read it, you're actually reading this book. And that was Patricia Wooster, she is the publisher. And she's the one that actually put everything together and did all of the editing and made it flow like an actual book. So I'm just so proud. And so my girlfriend, you know, my Wednesday girlfriend day, I actually I gave a shout out to Patricia Wooster, my publisher, because she really has helped me be a better me by finally reaching that milestone that I so desperately wanted to reach of being published. So anyway, so that's my excitement for this week. So Elise, you tapped in and said, you're really good. What's going on? Tell us what's going on with you.
Hey, hey. And
you look amazing, by the way.
Why, thank you.
Is this your house I'm seeing behind you? This is half of your double, right?
I'm sorry. Oh, yes.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Yes,
for those that are listening, Elise is in our Happy House Hunters group, and she is an investor, and she is house hacking a double in Columbus, and it is wonderful. It's in my old stomping grounds where I used to have an office, and as a matter of fact, she's right across the street from where my little Jennifer, who is now all grown up with three kids of her own, went to daycare. So that was the little daycare that my Jennifer went to, was right there across the street from you. So anyway, so Elise, tell us what's happening.
Well, if you hear any whining, I apologize. My dogs are feeling saucy today. They're having a conversation. But I am super excited relaunching my virtual assistant business. Just really trying to get out there and help professionals enjoy more free time. Just allowing them to spend less time on their tasks and get back to what truly matters. I'm excited to be able to do that. And then receiving a request for a consultation. So something I went through and redid my entire website. I better businessed my website, as Kathy would say. And I made sure that my story and my value was just kind of out there. And I rebranded, put some packages in place, and just wanted to focus on getting good at one thing. From posting content and just knowing in the network that I know through LinkedIn, someone who is completely outside of any kind of realm I've ever been in. So an actual psychologist reached out to do kind of like a high level consultation. So that made me step back one more time as I'm even building my business and saying, what are you really going to be worth? What is a high level consultation to you? How will you serve this gentleman and make sure that, you know, he has a better product at the end? Knowing that he has never had a worker. He's all by himself, a psychologist doing disability and whatnot claims, you know, he's going to need some help. So what did high ticket mean to me in reevaluating my value? So I'm excited to have prospected my first high ticket client in a brand new business. So, yay, thank you. You are on mute.
Exciting.
Yes, how exciting. I love that. I put myself on mute because Carmela just tapped in and said she is in the middle of her doTERRA conference and so can't jump on this morning. She meant to tell me before 10 and she just now realized it was after 10. So I was just texting her not to worry. Well, Elise, I am so excited for you. That is very exciting news. I can't wait to jump over and take a look at your website and look at your packages and see what's going on. But anyway, I'm looking, I've got a board right behind my desk and I have all of my top people that are in my academy. I actually put your name on a post-it note with all the programs that you're in. And so when I'm developing stuff, that's my audience. That's the group I'm developing for. And Elise, you're on the board. Debbie, you're on the board too. And Elise, you are in the Happy House Hunters. You are in the Build a Better Business and you are in the blogging. I have you in all three of those masterminds. Mm-hmm. And so please feel free to post your links in all three of those Facebook groups.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Please feel free to do that. And Debbie, let me find you. I know you're up there. Okay, Debbie, I have you in several of the groups. And so please feel free to, when you're doing your blog or whatever you want, your link, whatever you want to post, post it in the groups as well. Post it in the Build a Better Business in the blogging group. So post it there and get some traction because just putting it out there starts to give you more confidence.
Yeah.
You know, just getting your stuff out there. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so congratulations, Elise. That's great news. I love it.
Thank you.
All right. Debbie, how about you? What do you have going on?
Well, I went to Amish country last week. Loved it.
I know. I love that.
And it was interesting. We saw one of the plays we saw was, oh, you'll love this. All hogs go to heaven. And I went on stage.
Oh, I wish I would have been there. Oh my gosh, Debbie. So tell us about, how did you end up on stage?
Well, we had front row seats.
Okay.
And
you do get picked on some of those. Yes.
Yeah, you do. Well, and before it started, you know, they were kind of giving you the things. He said that, we're going to be calling on the audience to participate. And the guy looked at me, he goes, and you? Sure, no problem. And it was like, usually nobody is excited about that, just to do that. So I did, and it was awesome. I had so much fun. And it was funny how afterwards, everyone came up to me and said, you did a great job, blah, 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 you know, all that. And it kind of puts you from here to here in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And all you had to do was say yes.
And all I had to do was say yes. And I really, I mean, I had fun with it. And just the theme of what I had to do was, there were the two guys, and one guy, he picked somebody, and Leonard picked me. And so when Leonard said he needed the sound of something, I had to make that sound.
Oh, how fun.
And the final thing was, he was at Walmart, and he needed to find men's underwear. And he looked at me and said, you know, something. And I said, green light special, aisle 7, men's underwear. And everybody just split their sides.
Oh my goodness.
So but anyways, I mean, that was just a girl's getaway. And it been like 3 decades since I've been to Amish country. I mean,
don't you love it?
It was easy.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you stay over, or was it just a day trip?
Oh no, we stayed 3 days.
Oh
yeah. Yeah, so
that's a nice little giveaway.
And then the other play we saw was Josiah for President, and he was Amish, and not to be politically whatever, but initially when the play started, everybody was a little kind of confused as to what the point was. But what it actually boiled down to was it resembled the circus in Washington, D.C. Mm. So, but I mean, you know, I apologize for anybody. Don't be offended. It's just, you know. And just saw so much. And then I came home to garden. And so I've been busy with getting things taken care of. I shared some things with Kathy. And so today I'm going to be finishing up yellow squash, and I'm going to make salsa, because I have an umpteen containers of cherry tomatoes, the ones I gave you.
Yes.
So it'll taste good, because they're like the sweetness of it, and I don't have to add any sugar. But, you know, right now it's just getting things going. And yesterday I partnered up with Carrie and Rachel from Igniting Souls and her book.
And, okay. Rachel Peterson?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And Carrie Oberbrunner, for those that are listening.
Right. And so I'm excited about that. I mean, I'm anxious to read the book. I'm looking forward to it. And she's got this Times Square debut with the book on Tuesday. So what it did was, when I was gone for those 2 weeks, I was able to write in my book. And it's exciting for me to see how I'm coming along with it. And it gives me goosebumps just thinking about it. So, you know, other than that, Kathy, I have my blue pad of paper that is each page is a different category of things I gotta do or want to do.
Yes, I get it. Yes.
Yes. And, you know, one thing I learned, and I'll share this with you, is that when I was in Charlotte, Lori and I did a lot of goodwill and antiquing. And I'm thinking to myself, how am I going to get all these rooms changed? And I realized when I got home, it was one thing at a time. Mm-hmm. And I have found I have done more things than if I tried to accomplish it all in one day. And it's like, I don't have to stay in one room. I can do something with something that I got and do it in another room. And I realized, I mean, back when I was 30, I could do a whole room at a time, or I could blacktop the driveway in one day, you know, things like that. I can't do that anymore. I have to realize my limits, but not put it as a boundary for me.
And I think sometimes we have to give ourselves permission that it's okay to not do as much as we used to do. And
absolutely.
I'm noticing that as I get older, you know, and right now I'm going through a series of treatments. They've discovered 3 herniated discs in my back. So I'm going through a series to try to avoid surgery. And so I'm not supposed to, you know, they're stretching me. So I'm not supposed to lift anything heavy while I'm being stretched. And I'm not supposed to do my, you know, 5 miles a day hiking like I like to do. And so, you know, it really kind of cramps my style a little bit, but I have to give myself permission that it's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah. Well, Debbie, good stuff. Gosh, I'm so excited for you. I love the whole Amish trip thing. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
And I want to talk today. First of all, I want to go through what we're about for those that are listening in. So first of all, Connections Over Coffee, Our Time to Rise. It's an international virtual meetup where we simply network and develop relationships. There's no pressure, no sales, no feeling inadequate. There's Debbie's got the book, Our Time to Rise. While many of our meetups will have an entrepreneurial focus, everyone is welcome to come and check us out. So you'll see the word RISE as an acronym for a 4-step process. The R is to reconnect. The I is for impact. The S is for storify, telling your story. And E is for elevate. Now reconnect this. And if you read the book, all of this is spelled out in the book. To reconnect, this is where you reconnect with your values and beliefs. It's what really matters to you and what feels right. It's where you decide who you want to be, the difference you want to make, the good you want to do, and the legacy that you want to be remembered for. And it also is where you can, if you want, renew your commitment to doing your best in all those areas. Now, impact, this is where you make your life and your business more rewarding, more successful, and impactful by becoming a business for good or having your life for good. And what that means is that you're going to start giving back. You'll see how you can automate those values into processes if you go to B1G1. If you just Google that, B1G1, you can actually set up a giving plan where you can give around the world. And as you give around the world, you actually see how many impacts you can make. And so I have connected mine to my business, where every time someone joins one of my masterminds, the large portion of their membership fee goes to B1G1 to make impacts around the world. And so what I did last month is I bought sewing machines for a group of ladies in Indonesia. And if you have ever been to one of those world shops, here, there's one in the Short North. There might be one in Grandview. You can go in and see these goods that have been brought in from around the world. And these folks in these little villages are making this stuff. And it's a nonprofit, and it's a way that their merchandise can get out to the public. And so I've seen these beautifully all multicolored tote bags, and that's what these women in Indonesia are making, and they're sewing those with sewing machines. And so more women want, and this is how they're supporting their little families in their country, and then they're able to ship that, and we're able to actually put it in the world market stores here in the U.S. and sell those items. So if you walk past a world market store, make sure you go in and buy something, even if it's a little something, because it is supporting a family in another country that's their only opportunity to generate any income. And I do book bags, for kids. I do school uniforms. And of course, Mark and I were cyclists, and I actually bought a couple of months ago, I bought bicycles for some kids, because that's how they get back and forth to school. You know, there's no other transportation, and they were walking quite a distance to get to their little schoolhouse. And so I bought bicycles so that they could get to school easier and carry their books easier. And so anyway, that's the kind of stuff that I'm doing. It's B1G1. You can Google that and check it out, and you can connect it to something that you're doing. It doesn't have to be a business, but you can connect it to something that you're doing, that every time you do A, then B happens. Something goes out across the internet to help those folks. So anyway, the third step is to storyfy. This is where you find the right words, the images, and numbers to tell the story of what you're doing in the most inspiring way without ever being boastful or arrogant, so that your team is inspired, engaged, and motivated, and that your customers are inspired to be more loyal because they see that you are giving back. And then other businesses and other folks to be more inspired to follow your lead. And then finally, elevate. And this is the last step where you actively encourage others to rise, to do the RISE. And so you can find the book if you go to our Meetup page. We have a group on Meetup called Connections Over Coffee, and you can find the link to the book there. My friend wrote the book, but I wrote the foreword for the book, Our Time to Rise, and you can actually get a copy of the book, which Debbie did. That's what Debbie was showing. She's a copy of the book. Anyway, there is a link there where you can get a copy of the book. We also have a Facebook group, Connections Over Coffee, and the link is also in the Facebook group where you can get the book. And then we meet up on Zoom, and we are here the third Friday of every month at 10 a.m. So that is about us. Now, I do want to talk a little bit today. We talked about reconnection last time, and today I want to talk a little bit about impact. And so what I wanted to mention, I get to the top of my article here. Number one is optimists view the world with a different lens than pessimists. Optimists, and this is scientific fact, they experience better health, they manage challenges more effectively, and are generally more confident and happier within themselves. Optimists are found to have an overall higher quality of life than pessimists. And so every day we have the opportunity to do something different, to be, you know, more kind. It says those who engage in random acts of kindness are happier. Research indicated increased activity levels in the part of the brain is responsible for compassion. So every day that we have an opportunity to help others or perform a random act of kindness that positively impacts others' lives, and here are some great ways to get started. Number one, give more. Start by giving more than what is expected. Now, that doesn't mean money-wise. It could be your time. It could be helping someone on a project. It could be doing household chores. It could be spending quality time with friends and family. But learn to become aware of what is happening around you and what others are experiencing. This helps you to live more fully in the present. Smile more. A genuine smile is contagious. That's number two. Smile more. A smile is a universal language that can literally change someone's day. It boosts your mood, takes a moment of your time, costs nothing, and has an immediate positive impact on both parties. Number three is to help others. Helping others gives us a sense of connectedness, happiness, fulfillment, and meaning. Look for ways that you can make a difference, from offering to pick up your friend's child from school, helping a colleague meet a tight deadline, running some errands for your partner, helping a mother who has children that is struggling maybe to get through a doorway, or buy someone at work a cup of coffee. It can be something very, very inexpensive and easy to do. Number four, send a thank you note. Oh gosh, when was the last time we sent thank you notes? And again, I love the age of electronics, the way we have it today. I send my birthday gifts out to my family. I have extended family that live pretty far away. And instead of putting cash in a card, remember back in the days, we put, you know, the cash in the card and mail it. Well, that's not even safe these days. And so then I'd have to go to the store and get a gift card. And I don't know about you, but sometimes you get these darn gift cards and they either don't work, or, you know, or you, there's a fee every month, all kinds of reasons. Or maybe it's a gift card isn't one that maybe the recipient would even use. How many of us have gift cards in a drawer somewhere that somebody gave us that we've not used? And so I thought, you know, how can I get my gift out there? And, you know, instead of sending something, you know, in the mail. And so I have my nieces all signed up on PayPal. And so with PayPal now, you can even make it into a little card. They have some graphics that you can add. And so I do all the kids, my nieces and all their children, and I send everything out through PayPal, and they love it because it drops right into their account. And that way they can use the funds however they want to use the funds. They don't get a darn gift card to someplace that they would never go to, you know, and they don't even live close to me. And so sometimes it's not even a place that's close to them. You know, I could get them a gift card for a restaurant that restaurant might not even be where they are. So anyway, it's just a better way. And, but I always take the opportunity to put a little personal note in the little note section of PayPal. So, and then I use text messages. I sent Debbie a thank you on a text message because she stopped by and gave me some amazing vegetables. And so I sent her a little thank you. And so just send a thank you note, just let people know that you're thinking about them. And sometimes it's nice to tell somebody that you're thinking about them, even if they hadn't just done something for you. It popped up. I love the Facebook memories. It popped up in my memories that I had gone to this wedding 4 years ago. And so the picture popped up. And so I copied the picture and I sent the bride just a little instant message, and in the back of Facebook, a little direct message. And I just said, I was thinking about you today. And I attached that picture of us at her wedding. And that really made a difference in her day, that because, you know, she had put a lot of energy and effort and money into having that event, having that wedding. And, you know, out of sight, out of mind, how many times do you spend that kind of money to have some big event like that? And you wonder if it really made an impact, you know, on your attendees. And I just told her that, you know, thinking about you today and remembering what a wonderful event it was. And so it just made her day that I remembered her and from that wedding. So sending a note is a great way. And create more love. Number five, every day we have the power to choose to act with love or fear, or another way to look at it. And so a survival state is operating from a state of stress, whereas expansion involves feelings of inspiration and operating from your heart, which creates joy and happiness. So daily meditation, mindfulness, and practicing gratitude increase our ability to create more love in this world. Number six is quality time with family. There's no better time than now to start increasing the quality of your relationships with those you love. You know what? Sometimes we feel a little estranged maybe because the world's just a crazy place and life gets in the way. And how many times are we up to here with things to do in our to-do list? And then we start to feel bad, like, well, they didn't even remember my birthday, or they didn't even remember, you know, or I haven't heard from. Well, sometimes, the old cliche, we've all heard it. Sometimes you have to be a friend to have a friend. And I just want to say that that also goes hand in hand with your relationships with family members, is that sometimes you need to be the one to reach out. You don't know what's going on in their world. It could be that they're so up to here with their to-do list and things that they have going on that they, you know, that you just are not at the top of their list, but they could be at the top of your list. And so sometimes we're the ones that need to reach out instead of expecting our family to reach out to us. So in a world with a no off switch, it's easy to get caught up in the vortex of that never ending to-do list or be swallowed up by all the distractions on your phone from business, personal emails, an oversupply of apps, client phone calls, your list of errands, daily priorities. It's exhausting. It drains your energy. It robs you of the opportunity to use that time to allow you to refresh your mind and body and increase your levels of happiness. So with all of that, I want to just say, and Debbie mentioned this, and she was talking a little bit differently. She was talking about, you know, she didn't have to do everything all in one room all at one time. But here's a little bit of a different twist on that, is when I'm at my desk, I have my printer over here. I've got my stack of bonfires. We all have a stack of bonfires, stuff that needed our attention yesterday. Yeah. So I've got my stack of bonfires. Then over here, I have a stand up like file rack, and it's all of my courses and one-on-one coaching clients, and it's everything to do with the academy. But then here on the corner of my desk is all of my properties and all of the maintenance projects that I have going on. So I've got these three stacks, you know, and so when I sit down, what happens a lot is that I think, oh my gosh, I got to do this. Oh no, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do that. And I don't get anything done because everything is urgent, you know? Yeah. And so what I've discovered, what really works for me, is the night before, you know, when I finish my work, whatever time of day that is, be 5 o'clock for some of us. If you only work a couple hours in the morning, it could be at the end of your work session. But at the end of your work session, pull out the top three bonfires that you need to give attention to tomorrow morning and put those front and center, those top three. Then here's what works for me, because I already decided those were the top three. If I pick up one of those files or note or how, whatever it is that has to have my attention, I take it to a different room. I take it over into my dining room, and Debbie's been in my dining room. By the way, Mark's tearing the wall out this week between the family room and the dining room. So I'm going to have one big room finally. So yeah, it's a little dusty in there, but that's okay. So anyway, I take my one bonfire project that has to get done, the burning one of the three, and I take it into the dining room table. And then I tell myself, I'm not going to leave this dining room table until this project is done. And with my laptop, which I'm on right now at my desk, if I'm not going to be on camera, because here I've got my lights set up and everything, but if I'm not going to be on camera, it doesn't matter. I can just pick up my laptop. It is a battery life of several hours. I don't even have to take the plugs or anything. I just pick up my laptop and take it with me into the dining room table. And I go in there and do one project at a time until it's done, or until I get to, you know, whatever the goal was. And then I can put that away because it's done. It's off my list. It's off my desk. Then I come back out to my desk and I take the second most burning project. And I do that until those top three projects are done. If you did that each day, that's 15 projects a week, wouldn't your life be easy if you could guarantee yourself that you would get 15 of your bonfires out every week? I bet when you really count the stack, you probably don't have any more than 15 in the stack. And you could actually have your desk clear. And you know what that does is that really kind of clears your mind. But don't forget, once you get those three projects off your list, then put something on your list that's going to make an impact. So instead of coming back out and shuffling more files and deciding, oh, I could write that course, but I don't feel like getting started on that right now, or I could do this or I could do that, take your phone and send out some thank yous. Send out some I'm just thinking about you today messages. Do some of the things that we just talked about that really make an impact in your world. Reach out to that family member and just say, hey, thinking about you today. How are you doing? Now, here's the problem I have. Because I'm in sales and because I am selling products, my fear is that anytime I reach out to someone, because we've all been on the receiving end of this, I don't want the recipient to think I'm trying to sell them something. So if I reach out and say, hey, Kathy Benner, I was thinking about you today, I can see where the recipient might go, I wonder what she's selling today. She wants me to buy her book, or she wants me to take her course, or she wants me to sign up for a mastermind. And so I specifically in my notes say, this is just a girlfriend message, you know, just girlfriend to girlfriend, just checking in on you today. And what that does is that lets the other person know that this is not a sales call, because they could misconstrue it as a sales call, because you don't know where their head's at. It could be they just, you know, had 14, you know, spam calls on their phone, and now I call them and they're like, oh, what does Kathy want? And they're already maybe stressed. And so that's why I just make it a point. This is just a girlfriend call, you know, just checking in today, just letting you know I was thinking about you, you know, what can I do for you or whatever. And I try to give more. So giving is my word for the year for 2022 is giving. And that's why I love the B1G1. That's why I like this book, Our Time to Rise. Steve wrote the book and asked me to write the foreword on it. I was very honored to write the foreword. So now I got to figure out how to get the book over into my author spot on Amazon, because the book is on Amazon. And so I have to figure out how I can include that. I don't know if I can include books that I've written the foreword to. I've written the foreword on two. I wrote the foreword also on Eric Pearson's book, What's Cooking. I wrote the foreword on that one as well. And I would love to get Eric's book over into my author's page, and also Steve Pipe's book over into my author's page, but I don't know if I can just writing the foreword. But anyway, that's another whole story. But I just want to encourage us, all of us, including me, to just add to our to-do list once we get our three bonfires a day. And remember, you don't have to get all your bonfires out today. Just the top three, you know, the ones that are time sensitive, just get the top three off your desk. And then spend the rest of your work time. And again, I like to work about 2 hours every morning. And I have the rest of the day. I can work with the guest house. I can flip rooms. I can walk. I can bike. I can have lunch. I have coffee with girlfriends often. You know, I'm doing these back treatments every day at 3 o'clock currently. I'm halfway. I have to do 6 weeks of these. And I just completed my third week yesterday. So I've got three more weeks, and then I can kind of get back to my normal hiking, biking, you know, coffee with girlfriend schedule. So, but anyway, put that on your list, because at the end of the day, relationships are what is important. It's not that book that I published. It's about the relationships. And if you jettison all the relationships to try to make a name for yourself, that's not going to work at the end of the day. That's not going to make you happy. And so just remember that your journey, it's more, and they always say it's more about the journey than the destination. When you are growing as a person, it's more about who you are becoming than arriving. It's about who you are becoming. And I want to say that I hope all of us are a different person a year from now than we are today. I hope all of us have more kindness, more giving, more compassion, more time, more money, more of everything that makes an impact in this world. I hope that we all are different a year from now. And I don't know about you, but I have to go back and say this. I believe that when we do all the right things for all the right reasons, that God's going to honor it. So if we do the right things for the right reasons, God is going to honor it. And so just keep that in mind as you're growing your impact, whether it be on a personal level or whether it be on a business level. Just remember that do the right things for the right reasons. And relationships are what it's all about, making an impact in someone else's life. And sometimes making an impact is just as simple as the fact that you were thinking about today. That makes such an impact. Okay, comments. Conversation. Jump in, ladies. What are you thinking?
Great conversation today. I mean, understanding that relationships really are the center of your life and you can't be anywhere without people. So it's always just been something that some people are like, oh, I got to the top by myself, or, you know, it's lonely at the top. It shouldn't be lonely at the top, because you should have people who are supporting you and mm-hmm. working you through it. Otherwise, are you really at the top, or are you just sitting in a plateau and not going any further because you haven't, you know, tried to elevate with your tribe? So I think this was a great conversation today. It definitely helped me, because it's what kind of value do you feel you're going to bring to the people who you're going to impact? And it's not saying that, you know, you want to take money from them, but the amount of value that you're bringing to them, and what do you want to do for them? How are you serving them? That relationship, like, that just matters in your business and in your life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Great comments. Thank you, Elise. Debbie, mm-hmm. how about you?
yesterday, our church, at once a month, they have prime timers luncheon. And when I got there, the room was packed, and these two ladies pointed at me and told me to come and sit with them. So I did. And with the things that you were talking about today, like connecting, reconnecting, I reconnected by meeting new women. And I had such a great time. These ladies were a riot. And they're all widowed, but that's okay. But the thing was, I felt very at ease with them. And was I on mute?
Nope, you're good.
Okay. Not that I related to them, but I felt comfortable. And in going to this luncheon and joining a couple of Bible studies is what I need in my life. And I feel as though I will connect and create friendships with people that are like-minded like me. And we got down to, well, I got to tell you, we had fish, and we all had a hard time trying to find the fish in the breading. Is that kind of, I mean, it was, you had a piece of fish that was this big, the piece was this big, but inside was this little piece of fish about like that. And it was like, too much breading. But anyways, we got to dessert, and the ladies go, you know, I really could use a cup of coffee with my dessert. And I said, well, I'll go get it. So I did. I took their order, you know, two creams, a sweet and low, blah, blah, blah. And they were like completely surprised. Like, nobody's ever offered to go get my coffee, you know? And it kind of, what's that word? It kind of tickles, you know, it tickles your feel good bone.
It's so, just the little things. Yes. It's just the little things like that make such a big difference.
It is. And I mean, they welcomed me with open arms. And before I knew one lady at the table, and because I had greeted with her before. But anyways, I took this little card I had and I went around the table and I wrote each one of their names down so that I won't forget. And now I'll be able to say, oh yeah, you're Joanne. So, because memory's terrible these days, but that's okay. It doesn't matter who or what you're connecting with. And all of these, the five things, and I love your comment. And maybe I got the order reversed. To be a friend, or have a friend to be a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right order?
Yeah. To have a friend, you have to be a friend.
Yes.
To have a relationship, you have to instigate the relationship.
Uh-huh. And you've really helped me with the three things on my desk at night before I go to bed. So any of this other stuff, like you, one's here. And it's like, you come in here and you go, I even bought myself a new little timer.
That is so cute.
Well, Lori and I went to Hobby Lobby and they had 10 aisles of clearance.
I know where I'm going today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about here, but that was down there. They had different colors of these. And what was amazing is it's the same thing, right? But if you got it in a different color, it was more expensive. Like, okay, I can play that game too. So anyways, this has been good today. Great conversation. So
I love it. Well, we are coming up to the top of the hour. So I just want to say thank you so much for being with us today. Again, get the book, go to our meetup group or to our Facebook group, and it's Connections Over Coffee, Our Time to Rise, and scroll down and you can get a digital copy of the book. And Debbie actually printed hers out. I want to brag on Debbie just a little bit. Back in the day, Debbie and I each took the same course from Carrie Oberbrunner, and it was a lot of printing, day job to dream job. And Debbie had printed it out and it's in this big notebook and she brought me an entire copy. So it was like having my own textbook already printed out. And that made such an impact on me. And I don't know if she ever really realized that, but she also had it printed out for herself. And then she gave me a copy of a printout and put it in a notebook, put a cover on my notebook. I still have my favorite notebooks of the courses that I've purchased. You know, we all purchase these online courses. And after a while, you know, out of sight, out of mind. And so I took her lead. And every time I purchased an online course, I print it out. I put it in a notebook. I label the notebook and it goes on my shelf of all of my courses. And now it's like a reference. And I go back to that and it's got all of our notes. And then Debbie and I took it a step further and we decided to meet up once a week. I think it was maybe a Friday. Am I right? I can't remember for sure. But we met up once a week and Debbie would come over to my house and we would sit at my dining room table and we physically went through that notebook just like we were in a college course. And so weekly we would meet, we would do the next chapter, we would do the project. And that's how we both launched our businesses, 4 years ago. And So anyway, I still have all of my notes from that, from Debbie doing that. That made such an impact on me.
Kathy.
So thank you.
If I'm not mistaken, it was 2015.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun.
Because, yeah, it's been a while.
Okay. Because in 2016 is when I gave my first room out for the guest house to the authors that were coming into conference that year. And then in January of 2017, after we had done that in October of 2016 and realized that, okay, we kind of learned the ropes a little bit on how to do that. Then in January of 2017, we went to the city and actually got our approval to be a licensed bed and breakfast guest house. And then that's when I put the guest house out on all the booking sites, and the rest is history. And yeah, since then I've been, I can't believe I've paid cash for two condos out of the guest house revenue. I've paid several roof replacements cash out of the guest house revenue. Most recent, I pay for our international trips cash out of the guest revenue. It's just an amazing, you know, financial advantage for us to have the guest house. And so the stress is off of the finances, because I just had to put a brand new furnace in one of my rentals just last week. The air quit. And so we thought we'd have to replace the outside air unit. But when our HVAC guy got there, he said the whole furnace, it was kind of old. It was in one of my original purchases. And he said, you're going to need a whole new furnace. He said, I can't even get parts for that one anymore because of the age of it. And he said, you got your money out of it. He said, it's time for a new one. And I was able to pay cash. And then when I went to find out about my joint pain, knowing that I had arthritis and I was going to have maybe knee surgery and hip surgery, and I found this rehab center that said, no, we have stuff that's new. It's not quite approved through the FDA yet, but we have this A2M injections, and you if you do this, you will never have to have surgery. Of course, I got real excited because the idea of them cutting all of my joints out didn't thrill me. And so I said, well, it's worth a try, but insurance doesn't cover it because it's still, you know, in the beginning stages and it's not FDA approved yet. So they said, no, your insurance won't cover it. And here's the cost. And I was able to pay cash out of the guest house revenue. So again, it's just made such a huge difference. And that business launched because Debbie and I did the day job to dream job course, as she says, back in 2015. So, you know, when I think about it, yeah, because it was before we gave away rooms to the authors, which would have been October of 2016. So yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Time flies when you're having fun. But anyway, it's been such a blessing to our family that, you know, that we were able to do those things because of that. And sometimes I think, you know, when you have a dream like that, you have to go forward. You have to just take the next step. And again, when I look back, I think, well, I put a lot of time and effort developing that from the beginning, you know, on how am I going to do the bookings and how am I going to decorate the rooms and how am I going to, you know, take care of the guest and where is everybody going to park and how are we going to get all of our inspections? I mean, there's a lot of steps to the process, but it, again, it's just taking it one step at a time. So I encourage you, and I know both of you are doing this, is to just take it one step at a time. But don't overwork. Make sure you get some self-care in there. Make sure you get some gratitude in there, and make sure that you appreciate the folks around you that are helping inspire you and move you to the next level. Because that will make the biggest impact on your tribe is how you treat the other members. And so to have a friend, you have to be a friend. To have those relationships, you have to make the first move in those relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All okay. Right. Biggest aha moment. And then we're going to go for today. What's your biggest aha moment, Elise?
Biggest aha moment is just having those relationships, cultivating relationships, and finding a way to impact not only for them, but for yourself. So
beautiful. Debbie, what's your biggest aha?
Honestly, what I mentioned when you were talking about three fires that you have to put out, and it's going to help me kind of organize my morning. so that I at noon or 1 o'clock, I feel like I've accomplished, you know, accomplished mm-hmm. things, because I like having my afternoons.
Yes, it's a great feeling when you can go to sleep that night and know that you don't have something. This is a new word that I've learned from my British books. I love to read, and my last book that I read was a British author, and she kept using this word that this feeling kept niggling at her, niggling. And so mm-hmm. I looked up the word niggling, and it's just like something just kind of keeps working on you in the pit of your stomach, you know, that you just, you can't quite put your finger on it. Something's just like not quite lined up. Something's just kind of bugging you. And
how do
so
you know that?
I'm not sure. I looked up niggling, but I don't remember now. But anyway, it's nice to go to bed at night and not have anything niggling at you.
mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for being on today. It's 11:02, so we're going to run. And don't forget, you can go to kathybinner.com and scroll down the page to Connections Over Coffee, Your Time to Rise, and find all of our replays. So we'll see everyone next month.
Bye. See you guys. Thank you. Bye.